It's 72 degrees and cloudy in Nashville. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. Today marks the 25th anniversary of 9/11. And like so many other communities around the nation, Nashville will have several ways to remember the tragic loss of life in those terrorist attacks. Two groups are staging stair climbs in honor of people who died in the Twin Towers. One, at the Tennessee Tower, is a longstanding tradition in which firefighters wear full gear to climb the equivalent of 110 flights of stairs. The other, for the broader community, was overnight at the Pinnacle Building at Nashville Yards, climbing a stairwell where displays of photos and accounts from the day have been posted on the walls. Nashville International Airport is starting its day with a memorial ceremony in the retail and dining hub located just past security. The event will be live-streamed on the BNA Facebook page. And there will also be a procession of Nashville first responders and officials on Broadway starting at 8 a.m. and concluding with a ceremony at the Symphony Center. 12 Robertson County residents are facing federal drug charges after a multi-year investigation. According to the U.S. Justice Department, a dozen people are accused of conspiring to distribute cocaine, crack cocaine, and numerous other drug charges. One person with a past felony conviction is charged with having a firearm. The investigation began in January 2024. Law enforcement authorities say the arrests are part of a broader Homeland Security initiative. The invasive Asian carp have dominated some regional waterways in the past couple of decades, especially around the Mississippi and Ohio rivers. One way the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife Resources is combating this is through a program for select commercial fishers, which allows them to use experimental tools to harvest up to 60,000 pounds of carp per day in some cases. Timothy Spears researches fish ecology at Murray State University. He says these fishermen fill a vital role in controlling Asian carp populations.
They don't have any natural predators, and that's basically true, but we are the top predator. And so that's why the commercial fishing is so important. Commercial fishermen, they're the key to controlling this species.
Through the program, fishermen can use some tools and methods that are otherwise prohibited. Since 2020, the allowance has produced crews capable of harvesting up to 4 million pounds of carp alone in 1 year. And coming up later this hour, you can hear reporting from one of those commercial fishing boats. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.